Florida Democratic Party Chairwoman Karen Thurman today called for House Speaker Ray Sansom to step down as Speaker or leave his job at Northwest Florida State College, saying published reports indicate that he's ethically challenged. Her call comes after several Florida newspapers have made for the same charges. Eric Jockoff is the spokesperson for the Florida Democratic Party.
The Speaker last year as an appropriations chairman funneled over $25 million to this college. And now, less than a year later, and all that was happening at the same time when the state was cutting $4 billion from schools, from health care, from public safety. But now, less than a year later, the Speaker gets a new job at a public university, paying him $110,000 for a part-time job. The appearance of impropriety is way too great there for him to stay on as both Speaker and as the Vice President of this college. And that's why he should step down from either one or the other, if not both.
The St. Petersburg Times reported last week that Sansom has been able to provide over $25 million to his alma mater, formerly known as Okaloosa-Walton Community College. The Palm Beach Post reported a higher dollar figure, $31 million, for capital projects for the school, which they report totals about 9% of all the monies budgeted for new construction at 27 of the state's community colleges. Sansom was also instrumental in passing legislation switching the school from a community to a four-year state college, but the Republicans are not acting defensively. Katie Gordon is a spokesperson for the Republican Party chairman, Jim Greer.
He issued a brief statement earlier this morning. He said that Speaker Sansom is fully qualified for his position at Northwest Florida State College. Members of the Florida legislature receive minimal compensation for their service, requiring all members to have additional employment. And before Chairman Thurman starts giving out employment advice, she should consider where her own paychecks come from.
And the Speaker also responded, saying, quote, "The elections are over, but the partisan political attacks never stop. Floridians want us to concentrate on recharging the state's economy and balancing the budget. That's where our focus is." But that comment brought this derisive response from Florida Democratic Party spokesman Eric Jockoff.
He doesn't respond at all. I mean, and we think that they should be focused on balancing the budget, and they could start by saving the taxpayers $110,000 a year that he's getting as vice president of this college. And this has nothing to do with partisan politics. Our state right now is in crisis. We're in the worst economic recession since the Great Depression, and our state is somewhere between $4 and $6 billion in deficit. And the Speaker seems to be able to find all this money for this college in his district, which is now paying him $110,000 a year, and yet we have to cut $140 per public school student. We had to cut $500 million from health care programs. We have had to cut public safety. We had to cut firefighters. We had to cut roads. We had to cut everything else except for this university.
And there's one other thing that Jockoff wanted to remind Floridians.
And I would add that Northwest Florida State College has about 15,000 students, and yet it got significantly more money than Miami-Dade Community College, which has 150,000 students.